As we have pointed out extensively on Shoebot.com, the Protestant Revolution was not so much about religion and faith as it was about politics and power, in which various men, whose lust for power was insatiable and their greed unquenchable, saw the Catholic Church as the major obstacle to their ends. You know, the question was asked last week when Will from Austin, Texas called, and he said, I heard you say something, Mitter Church, about the Second Amendment one time. And in your discussion about the Second Amendment and the incorporation doctrine, you then follow that up with the discussion, and you asked the question of a Protestant what he was protesting. And he couldn't answer the question. He didn't know. I asked the question again. And by the by, because this is going to come up here, there's been more murders over the weekend in Chicago. And I've already seen people making the case of, what good is the McDonald case if you're not going to force the city of Chicago to allow people to go buy guns to protect themselves? Well, the McDonald case is horrible law. It's not constitutional. The Heller case before it is horrible law. It's not constitutional. You do not have, outside of confines of a very few instances, a constitutional right to carry a gun. You have a God-given right to defend yourself and carry a gun. You don't have a constitutional right. Unless you have been conscripted into your state's militia and you might be placed into the service of the American Army, then yes. And at that point in time, then yeah, the Second Amendment applies to you. Outside of the confines of anything else, no, it doesn't. You know how many times I have proven this on this show? Over and over and over and over and on and on and on. I can't, 35 million maybe. I exaggerate just a wee bit. But here's the major point. In a federal system, which we're supposed to have, and if you are advocating for secession, for example, there's a Drudge headline on Friday that said six states are currently discussing secession. Good. I think all states ought to always be discussing it, but they should only be discussing it from the point of view of restoring the order. And that if the general government is preventing you from your effort to destroy or to restore the order, that you then need to divorce. But it would only be from the point of view that you've established, first off, that you wish to restore the order. Say you actually had a state that was like, look, we want to have a convention and write our new constitution, and we're going to bury all our theological hatchets, and we're going to agree that certain points need to be made in our constitution that are like the ones made in the new Polish constitution and in the new Hungarian constitution. These are moves that are in the right direction that basically declare that, look, we don't care what you think, neighboring state. We don't care what you think, neighboring federal monstrosity. We declare that God is supreme. We declare that the natural law is supreme. And the natural law says that men and women make babies. And so God's law says that babies come through marriages. So two things right out the gate. Marriage is a sacramental union, note I said sacramental, between one man and one woman, and cannot be made in between one man and one man. Can't be. Not gonna be.